Jerry Bader Show, 1026. I have to remember to give away Brewers tickets in the next half hour. I need to come up with a creative way to do that and get to as many things as I possibly can. I've got some stuff on the table. Talked about a lot of things with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Joined us moments ago, if you were listening. The one thing I asked him about, and this is interesting, I felt the mishandling of the Ukraine situation would really hurt President Obama. The contrary to what most people, most pundits and most pollsters and most politicians think, people do care about foreign policy. This latest poll finds me both right and wrong. He's to a new low, is President Obama, in his handling of the Ukraine crisis, down to what, about 34%, whatever it is. Yet a majority of Americans want us to have a smaller role on the world stage. So he's being president of, now consider this, because I'm not sure I can unlock this mystery. The president is being criticized for his handling of Ukraine. Well, what's the criticism? That he hasn't been forceful enough, assertive enough, and having enough foresight. But they don't want any of that. That they do seem to be, they being the American public, in an isolationist mode, and in fact want us to shrink our role on the world stage. So how can they be disappointed? I'm serious. I am not getting this. How can they be disappointed with this handling of the Ukraine crisis when the valid criticism there is America hasn't led, but yet a majority doesn't want America to lead in foreign policy? How the hell does that work? I don't know. Here's the only thing I can say, that it's just self-interest, that what they're seeing is, under President Obama, the economy has not grown much at all. It has grown, but so anemically, a deep recession usually means a sharp recovery. That has not happened. And perhaps these domestic issues have them so consumed, or they are so consumed with those issues, that they really don't want America involved. Now, it could be a couple of things. It could be you've got those on the left just doing whatever President Obama wants, and that's leading from behind. And you do have a faction of the conservative movement right now that doesn't consider itself isolationist, but I do. They don't. I do. And maybe between the two, that's where you end up with a majority, or at least a plurality, of those who actually feel that way. Doesn't make sense to me. I find it hard to believe that more Americans than not don't want America to be the leader of the free world. How could we have gotten to that? Well, probably with the disparaging, well, we can't be the world's cop. Yeah, actually, we can. You know when there was another time that we were in a very, very, very deep isolationist mode? This is not unique. There was a time when we were in a deep isolationist mode in this country. December 6th, 1941. September 10th, 2011. It's happened before. I'm not saying we're on the verge of war, but it would be disheartening to me that a plurality of Americans don't understand the geopolitical threat that Russia is today. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.